The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommends that women have what's called a preconception care checkup. And this is really important because this is where your OBGYN can help identify factors that might affect you and your child before you conceive. So there are things like, you know, checking your weight. Are you overweight? Do you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol? All the things that can be linked with complications of pregnancy, like preeclampsia, early birth, gestational diabetes.
One of those things you should check are your eating habits, because this is critical during the early stages of pregnancy.
Most women don't know that they're pregnant for 4 to 8 weeks, and that's the time when organs are developing, and so it's really, really critical. So what the standard practice is that, one, look at what you're eating, so you're getting healthy food, but also it's very common for OBGYNs to prescribe prenatal vitamins before you conceive. That means that you're getting all the nutrients, particularly folic acid, which is linked. If you don't have enough folic acid, that's where your baby could have spina bifida or other neural tube defects. And also iron is really critical.
We've talked about this before, but you raise a good point here that this is a good time to learn more about your family health history.
That's absolutely right, because you or your partner might have a genetic disease that is really important for you to know about. And so we know that certain families can be carriers for sickle cell anemia, cystic fibrosis, and other diseases. Also, diabetes and high blood pressure tend to run in families. And you need to get checked for sexually transmitted diseases, which could affect you and your baby. And you may not be up to date on your vaccinations. So this is another really great time to make sure that you've had your tetanus shot, that you have had measles, mumps, and rubella, or whatever it is else that you need to get so that you're going to be as healthy as you can be for your baby.
What about talking to your doctor about lifestyle issues like exercise, drinking, drug use, that kind of thing?
These are critically important. So if you drink alcohol, smoke tobacco, take any kinds of medications, either prescription or over the counter, or use recreational drugs, all of these things can affect both your pregnancy and your unborn child. And the other thing that is really critical is physical activity. In fact, a new study was just published in the Journal of Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise. It looked at 1,300 women who were enrolled in a coronary risk disease study. And basically, none of these women had diabetes when the study began 24 years ago. But 164 women during the course of this nearly quarter century study developed diabetes. And the researchers found that the odds of developing this condition were 21% lower for women who were the most fit when they got pregnant. So this is why it's really important that you look at not only your family history and your lifestyle and whether or not you're up to date on vaccinations, but are you being active? Because it seems that physical activity is something really important to get you ready for pregnancy and also during your pregnancy to keep you and your baby healthy.